Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. U.S. inadvertently kills hostages in a drone strike. A U.S. counterterrorism operation in January accidentally killed two hostages, one American aid worker and one Italian man held by Al-Qaeda on the Afghan-Pakistan border. President Barack Obama personally apologized for the incident. American Warren Weinstein and Italian Giovanni Laporto had been working on aid projects in Pakistan. President Obama reflected on the failed mission.
It is a cruel and bitter truth that in the fog of war generally, and our fight against terrorists specifically, mistakes, sometimes deadly mistakes, can occur. But one of the things that sets America apart from many other nations, one of the things that makes us exceptional, is our willingness to confront squarely our imperfections and to learn from our mistakes.
U.S. officials say Ahmed Farouk, an American whom the White House says was an Al-Qaeda leader, was killed in the same operation. U.S. officials have also concluded that Adam Gadan, an American who had served as a spokesman for the terror network, was killed in a separate American operation in January. A U.S. military official says Iranian cargo ships, which may be carrying weapons for Houthi rebels in war-torn Yemen, are moving away from that country. The official, speaking anonymously, said the Pentagon will continue to watch the ships carefully. The White House has said it has seen evidence that Iran supplied arms to the Shiite Houthis in Yemen. The Pentagon has deployed a number of U.S. warships to Yemeni waters to ensure the key Gulf shipping channels stay open. In Yemen, Saudi-led coalition warplanes struck rebel targets Thursday near the southern port of Aden. This is VOA News. The European Union, under mounting pressure to ease a surging migrant crisis, agreed to triple funding for maritime search and rescue operations in the Mediterranean. German Chancellor Angela Merkel announced the pledge Thursday after an emergency EU summit in Brussels. European Council President Donald Tusk of Poland says saving innocent lives is a number one priority, aided by stopping smugglers and preventing illegal migration flows.
First, we need to crack down on the human smugglers. We have to break up their networks and to undermine their business model.
Meanwhile, French President François Hollande says he'll be seeking a UN resolution authorizing the EU to destroy boats used by smugglers to ferry thousands of migrants from North Africa to Europe. The EU summit came just 4 days after up to 900 migrants aboard a single boat bound for Italy drowned off the coast of Libya when the vessel capsized. The U.S. Senate confirmed Loretta Lynch as Attorney General 5 months after her nomination by President Obama. Lynch becomes the first black woman in the nation's top law enforcement post, replacing Eric Holder, the first African-American man to have the position. President Obama called Lynch a tough, independent, and well-respected prosecutor who will oversee a large portfolio of cases including counterterrorism, voting rights, public corruption, and white-collar crime. The Asia-Africa Conference in Indonesia ended Thursday with resolutions calling for independence for the Palestinian territories and a new order aimed at increasing the economic and political power of emerging nations. But as VOA's Brian Patton reports, there was little in the way of any concrete deals.
At the conclusion of the Asia-Africa Conference, Indonesian President Joko Widodo announced the agreed-upon declarations that he says will give the developing world, or what he calls the South-South nations, more power and influence in the world. He says, thus our voice and our decision cannot be ignored by anyone. And in this conference, we agree to reinvigorate the spirit of Bandung, the main struggle of South-South, which is prosperity, solidarity, and stability. Brian Patton, VOA News, Jakarta.
21 heads of state participated in over 100 countries from Asia, Africa, and the Middle East sent delegations to the conference in Jakarta. The Calbuco volcano in southern Chile erupted 2 times in 24 hours, putting the region on high alert. The volcano initially erupted Wednesday for the first time in more than 4 decades, sending a towering plume of ash more than 10 kilometers into the air. Thousands of people are being evacuated. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.